Now, on the line, I have Ken Kilbride, CEO of HADD or ADHD Ireland. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Michael. Yourself? It's a lovely day out there today.
It is fabulous. I'm here with Lakshmi. Say hello, Lakshmi.
Hello.
Hello, Lakshmi. How are you?
How are you? Yes.
Ken, can you tell us all about this new venture with UCD launching this exciting new research project for children?
So we're putting this together with the School of Computers out in UCD. We also have two other partners. One is Wordsworth Learning and the other one is Consilio in Italy. So it's, again, it's an EU project and it's been funded through the EU to develop this project. And what we're doing here is we're using AR, which is augmented reality. So people will be familiar with virtual reality and augmented reality. So virtual reality is where you create a new reality. But where augmented reality, what it does is it layers something on top of an existing system. So what you do is if you take a picture with your phone, people will be probably familiar with Pokemon Go being the best example. So they would have taken a picture of a location. And if it in the right location, a picture of one of the Pokemons came up. So we're doing something similar here. And what we're doing is Wordsworth Learning, we're actually based out in Stillorgan here in Dublin. They've developed an online learning tool for children with neurodiverse conditions. And what we've done is we've added augmented reality to that. So the concept behind it is that, you know, particularly for children with ADHD, that there can be a lack of focus. So what will happen is that these new images on the screen will be sort of more 3D. They'll come out. They'll be much more engaging for the children. And hopefully what they'll do is they'll enable the children to focus better and in that process learn better. And it's particularly around the use of literacy. So hopefully what we would see in this that the children will be able to read better, get better comprehension, spell better. So again, we expect at the end of this research project that we're going to show some particularly good results. And, you know, we would hope that these results will enable, you know, the changing of education for children in Ireland with ADHD, but all around the world.
And that's what interested me most, that this is, you're working with, as you say, Consiglio in Italy as well.
Yes. So they're the National Research Institute for Italy. So that's, you know, it's a major organization. And what they do is they have loads of organizations involved with it. But what they do is they've developed a tool called WAM, which is sort of a database which runs behind it. And they've been working with other ADHD projects. So they already have a load of information. So what we'll do is we'll tap our information into that. And at the end of it, we'll be able to bring out much richer information about, you know, about the children and how they worked. And one of the great things about this tool in the way that we're using it is you'll be able to measure the child, you know, the behavior. So you'll be able to say, look, I mean, you put a particular test upon the computer, and you'll be able to say, well, it took them 3 seconds to do this one, or it took 4 seconds. You'll also be able to measure things like, you know, how many times it took them to get it right. So you'll be able to measure their learning through the project. And as part of this, you know, the person who's delivering it, probably through the school, they will also put in a little report at the end of it saying, look, I mean, the pupil was more engaged today or less engaged today. So you'll be able to sort of match the behaviour to the learning. And through that, you'll be able to say, look, I mean, here's what's working. And out of that, we should be able to bring a tool that will help, you know, children learn better in the future.
And I think Lakshmi wants to ask something.
Yeah, please.
This research program, first of all, how do you give the information regarding the ADHD population here? Do you take most of the people in ADHD sufferers in Ireland, or is it how do you do it?
In terms of the recruitment, there is not reasonably strict, but, you know, we have a criteria on it. Because we're using the existing Wordsworth Learning program, we feel that that's aimed at children who would be currently in third, fourth or fifth class, i.e. they'd be going into fourth, fifth or sixth from next September, and they need to have a diagnosis of ADHD. So again, we've done the maths on that, so we feel that there's about 3,000 children in Ireland who would meet that criteria. So our particular job in this is to help around the recruitment. Now, the difficulty that we face, obviously, is that, you know, there isn't a central database of children with ADHD. So we've been talking to schools and parents about the project, you know, explaining what it's all about, and they've been coming to us and saying, look, I mean, we're interested in taking part.
Mm. So actually they have to be diagnosed by a health, mental health professional.
They would have to have a diagnosis,
yes,
before they get on the project. Yeah.
Right. And then who sets the questions and things, you know? Is it the people here or in Italy?
No, the people here. So Wordsworth Learning are the people that will do that.
Mm.
And one of the great things about this, and I should have probably mentioned it at the start, is every child that goes on the project will get a free literacy assessment at the beginning and at the end.
Ah.
So what we'll do is we'll obviously, you know, we will go, I mean, it's an all-Ireland project.
Yes.
So, I mean, if they're in Donegal, we will go to Donegal.
Yes.
We'll do the assessment there. And what we'll be able to say is, look, here is the, you know, what the child needs. And the program will be then tailored to the individual child.
Yes.
So then at the end of it, we'll obviously measure them again, be able to say, look, I mean, this is how they did. Now, within that, say we're looking to recruit about 200 children for the project.
Oh.
But as it's a research project, what we need to do is we need to have controls. So within the 200, you know, one third will be in a control group, and they'll just continue with the normal learning. One third will use the existing Wordsworth Learning program as it is, and then one third will use the new augmented reality. So then we'll be able to say, look, I mean, this is how it works against these controls, so we know if it works better than what's there already.
Could you tell us something about the augmented reality? And has there been any other projects like this? Anyway,
no, this is basically, in terms of learning, this is one of the first ones in the world, to be honest, because we did a little bit of research around that. Because the project, because it was being delivered through the EU, to be honest, there's lots of forms to be filled out. And there was a process to go through to get the funding. So while we've only just launched it, you know, this has been on the go for about a year and a half to get it to this point.
Yes, yes. It takes a long time, yeah.
It takes a long time to get it into the system.
And it's a lot of official things to do, isn't it?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Paperwork.
If you don't like filling forms, this probably isn't the work to be involved in, but sure, it has to be done.
So you don't know any other project that's like this that you could compare with?
There is online ones, but in terms of using augmented reality, we're not sure that there is anything else out there.
Yes. I wonder whether there's one with learning disability children.
Again, just in terms of this, this will be not as a criteria, but we would like to see children having an IQ of above 90.
Yes.
Because just the way that the existing program is built, to understand it and get involved with it, you probably would need an IQ just above the 90 points, which is sort of the average IQ is about 100.
Yes. So I wondered whether, you know, ADHD doesn't necessarily have, you know, low IQs.
No, it doesn't. No,
no, it doesn't. So I'd say that you will get people with higher IQs. Maybe.
Oh, absolutely. You'd expect that.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say there, Ken, knowing parents, I can only imagine you're going to get a cascade of people coming in trying to get on this program.
Yes.
And if one of those parents wanted to get on the program, where do they go? How do they contact you?
There's two ways to do it. We have a website, which is aha.ucd.ie. So obviously it's the AHA project, so it's aha.ucd.ie. And if you go on that website, there's a little button on the right-hand side, sign up, as a sign-up form for parents, and there's another sign-up form for school. So you just press on that, you get your name and address comes to us here in HAD. We then contact you about the project, and we just tell you a bit about it, and you'll tell you the criteria. And one of the things, because it's been run through UCD, that there's very strict ethics involved in this.
Yeah.
So to get on the project, you not only have to meet the criteria, but we have to get consent forms back from the child, the parent, and the school.
I wonder why you are involved in UCD. Which department did you say?
The School of Computer Science.
Yes, and I suppose because it involves the computer a lot. But why not get some like social science departments or psychology departments or health people involved?
We do other research projects, and we have been involved with. There is a School of Psychology is actually in the building next door at UCD, so we're now quite involved with them. Like there's a research project coming up there involved with ADHD and sleep. We just did a bit of work with Blond Gavin, who's the assistant head there, around ADHD and homework. So there is a lot of research going on in the School of Psychology as well.
Yes, but is there an input from these departments to your project?
There would be, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. Again, in terms of the initial design of it, while there is this, you know, the augmented reality side to it, there certainly was an awful lot of input in terms of the psychological side of it as well.
Yes.
In terms
yes.
of how it worked, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's very good, yes, yes.
I have to say, I'm looking at what all the students participating in the project will have, and, you know, as you said, a free pre- and post-literacy assessment from an experienced speech and language therapist, free access to the word
worth learning,
access to your own facilities, and access to the international network of experts on the research. You know, that's a fabulous assets for parents with children like that to be able to get. It's not the thing that you can normally just get a hold of.
No. Again, it is a huge project, and you know it's going to be very interesting. But one thing we are looking to do is to get schools to help us in the delivery of it, because you know this is a reasonably long-term project. We're looking for the schools, you know, from next September, to help in the delivery of this. So you know, we'll be looking for the schools, you know, to give each child 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for over 16 weeks. So we measure them at the start, and then you measure them at the end of that. So it's not just, you know, a little intervention. It's, you know, it's a major intervention where we'll be able to actually, you know, crunch the numbers at the end of it, to come out and say, look, well, this has helped or hasn't helped. But, you know, we expect it will.
So who is going to interview these children?
In terms of the literacy assessment, that will be done by Rita Tracy, who works with Words Worth Learning.
Yeah. No, what I'm asking is, you know, there are other aspects in this research. Who are the interviewers for these things?
Yeah, in terms of the computer side of it, there's Assistant Professor Lainey Mangini, who works out in UCD, so she'll work on that side of it.
Yes.
In terms of the learning side of it, you can call it that, Rita Tracy from Words Worth Learning will look after that. And in terms of communication and recruitment and bringing it all together in terms of working with the partners, that will be ourselves had here in Ireland. Mm. And in terms of, you know, the background, putting it all together, Consigli in Italy will do that.
Yes. It's a huge project. It's not easy. Yes. It takes a long time.
Well, I have to say, Ken, I'm glad you pronounced Eleni Mangini. I was struggling to get my vocals around that one, so I'm just glad you mentioned it.
We just call her Elaine, to be honest.
And tell me, this is going to run over about 16 weeks, is it, or will it run for?
Well, that's just the delivery phase of it. Obviously, just, you know, we've been working on this actively since last November. The recruitment phase is on at the minute, but the delivery phase is, you know, sort of 16 weeks. It's really two terms in school. But we know that, you know, there's big school plays or, you know, sports days or whatever the child mightn't be in. So while we'd look to see it being run as consecutively as possible, we understand that's probably not going to happen. So again, it might run on a little bit longer. And then once we get that, then we have to do the post-assessments, and then we obviously have to, you know, crunch all the numbers. So it'll take, you know, 18 months before we have the results out of it.
And I hope at that point you maybe will come back and tell us all about how it worked out and what the findings were.
Oh, indeed, we'd appreciate the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Ken, you've been very good coming on and talking to us this morning. Thank you very much.
No, we appreciate the opportunity. Thanks very much, Mark.
Yeah. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.